In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve is unavailable this week, so we've got the latest and greatest, the most upcoming aspiring film buff, Lewis here.
Stop it. Don't call me that.
You're deep in the zone. You belong to a number of clubs.
Yes, but we watch mostly things that I wouldn't recommend to anyone who's not, you know, hasn't already shown like an interest.
You're saying you're too deep.
Too deep, man. If you're not already sort of into it, then it's just going to come across as like, you know.
Would you say that you're deeper than the Auckland Film Society? Are you the next level?
I would say, yeah, so members of my film club don't go to Auckland Film Society anymore because they found that it was a little bit too popcorn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
I used to be able to get a suite deal on membership to the Auckland Film Society.
Right.
And I probably had, I don't know, like a couple a year at the Auckland Film Society.
I still really like film societies as a rule. I haven't gone to any, since I've been living in Auckland, I haven't gone to any film society screenings, but I was going to them basically weekly in Dunedin, and we had like, I don't know, you know, it's the retrospective stuff that I really like. This year they've got a bunch of Robert Altman films, who's one of my favourite filmmakers, so, you know, I would definitely be going to see all that kind of stuff.
There's a few that I saw at the Auckland, I think it's the Auckland Film Society.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is like totally mind-bendingly challenging.
That's awesome.
And there was also a couple which are just a bit more like might set the Rialto.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think they have to, they straddle a difficult line between, like, I think a lot of their, you know, sort of paying regular annual customers are pretty long in the tooth. Mm-hmm. So they are going to inevitably sort of, you know, you give the forms out every year saying which kind of films did you like the best and all that kind of thing. Rate this. Yes. It's like on a scale of 5 or whatever, you know, how much do you like that? Mm-hmm. That's always going to come back with a little bit of like Rialto channel pap, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, mixed in with some potentially really good things as well.
Now, this afternoon, we had a quick chat without Steve here. We're like, what the F can we talk about? And over the weekend, I saw Prey.
Yeah.
Which potentially could have featured on any sort of, you know, like film festival type thing.
You reckon?
Yeah, it was pretty arty.
Yeah, really?
No, I saw, obviously it's on Disney at the moment.
Pulling
and
my leg.
I had seen, social media had fed me a bunch of comments from my friends saying that it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And so I thought, hey, my partner was out on Saturday night and I was I've got time. I can like watch a bit of like action trash.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suffered through probably the first half and I was like, I don't know about this. I don't know about these glowing reviews.
Yeah.
But once it got into the showdown between the hero and the predator.
Yeah. You were sold.
I was committed.
Nice. Mm. That's cool. Yeah. You'd be the first person that I've heard voice any really sort of negative feelings about it at all. It's been pretty like unanimously acclaimed as far as I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
It seems pretty cool.
You had some hard facts for us on John McTiernan.
I don't have hard facts on John McTiernan. I don't have hard facts. No, that's what you need Steve Newell for.
Okay.
Yeah, he comes in prepared. I've come in with a beer in my hand and not much else. You
and
know.
John McTiernan is the gent that was the director of the very, very, very
brought
first...
in to do Predator. Yep. I think Schwartz actually was the guy who brought him in.
Yes.
I think Schwartz was already tagged to do this. And I don't know. Predator, we were saying before, right? Predator's just such an excellent film. Maybe as well, this is why people are really stoked on Prey, because it's like they feel like it's one of the first part of like anything from franchise related to Predator that's been good in a while. I don't know. The AVP movies, Alien vs. Predator movies, kind of suck, really.
I think nothing comes close to Predator. Even Prey does not come close.
But it was
kind of a nice homage.
Yeah, it was pretty like, it's pretty ambitious in a way, wasn't it?
Yes.
Take all these, like, Schwartz had already done Commando, I think, a couple of years earlier.
Mm.
And, you know, you basically have how many of them are there at the start? I can't remember. It's been so long since I've seen it. But like 5 of these sort of like juggernaut dudes, like made out of muscle in the forest. And you're like, man, they're the coolest, biggest, badass dudes ever.
Yes.
And then they get their heads split open.
Mm.
Gnarly.
Also, Lewis, yeah. Before we wrap up Flix and that.
What?
Big Trouble in Little China. You watched it the other day.
Yeah.
On my recommendation. Yep. What do you think?
I loved it. Gee whiz, I loved it. It's so, like, that film wouldn't work without the sort of self-awareness that I think it does demonstrate along the way, that it's actually, like, you know, making a lot of fun at the sort of conventions that it's using. Mm. But damn, just what a lot of fun, eh?
It still holds up.
It still holds up. They just go flying through the air with that martial arts, eh? Just totally flying through the air. The shots, I mean, they must have just got guys on trampolines really just jumping at each other and yelling, wah, with the swords and stuff. Oh, it's hilarious. Oh my goodness, yeah.
All right. I think we're done here.
Sure thing, if you like.
You'll catch up with Steve Newell, we will, next week.
Yeah.
I mean, you, dear listener.
I'm not normally here on Wednesdays anymore because I'm doing a different pub quiz now on Tuesday nights, which is why I'm not around on Wednesdays anymore. But I would like to see Steve Newell. It'd be good to hang out with him, you know?
Yeah. Steve, if you're listening, we miss you.
We miss you.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flix and That on 95BFM.